Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I want to tell you a little bit about SB Live Sports. It's Florida's newest high school sports media company. SB Live Sports has a built-in team of top-notch sports writers, photographers, and videographers, and spreads them out throughout the entire state to provide comprehensive coverage of all big games. SB Live Sports also writes feature stories and profiles, publishes breaking news, and provides the latest updates on recruiting. In addition, SB Live Sports has become a leader in tracking and publishing scores, including live updates. I encourage you to download the SB Live Sports app today. It's completely free, and you'll be amazed at the volume of content they're putting out, as we find out. Having Andy Villamarzo on and having Joe Fusaro on. They're at every single game. If you want to visit SB Live Sports on the web, you can find them at www.scorebooklive.com. That's www.scorebooklive.com. And then click on the Florida tab for all the news from the Sunshine State. Again, download the SB Live Sports app or visit them on the web at www.scorebooklive.com. You will be more than happy that you did. As we turn our attention this Saturday, the University of Miami has an opportunity to reach a bowl game after last week's loss at Clemson. Certainly, you'd like to see them get in a bowl game, 15 extra practices, a little going away present for the senior class. This has been a trying year for a lot of people. Somebody who covers this thing on a daily basis with his Sixth Ring Canes podcast every Monday night, Jazz Santana, is kind enough to join us on this Thanksgiving weekend. Jazz, thanks so much for taking the time, and I'm glad you're feeling a lot better.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Blue. I appreciate it. It's always nice to come on, man. Just getting over this stomach bug, and it's I would not wish it upon my worst enemy, let me tell you, but we're doing good. Talking Canes football now, baby.
How much was the residual from watching that game on Saturday?
That's probably why I got that stomach virus.
Talk about this. I mean, we discuss this every week. Every Monday, you, Vish, and me and DJ are always talking about different things that Miami could have done, what they're doing. What did you see positive in the Clemson game? Because we talked last night that they never gave up. Even though they didn't have the talent, but they always, they gave 1,000%.
Yeah, I think that's the first thing that you actually do notice, right, is the effort. The effort was there from the older guys and from the younger guys together. You got to see a lot of the younger guys play a little bit more as well. What you notice is, with some of the players that are here already, and I know that, the transfer portal and all the craziness is going to happen in a few weeks, but sure. The truth is that, the future looks bright. I know a lot of people are very doom and gloom about the program and, whether it's the coaching or the offensive coordinator, defense, whatever the case is. To me, it shows that there is something to look forward to with some of these young guys and some of these guys that have come in and really played hard and shown that there's some talent on this team. It's just a matter of putting it all together. And, we discuss it ad nauseum about the culture and about, what it takes to field a team like what Clemson is doing now. And, of course, they're 10 years ahead of us, 15 years ahead of us, whatever you want to say. But it's just a prime example that it does take time. And that once you start to, you know, develop this talent, get the right guys in there, you will start to see a significant change. But it's exciting to see that some of these players that are on the team now are still going out there, still fighting, still playing really hard. And then the future for some of the younger guys is really bright. So I'm super excited about that.
Jazz, break down the quarterback situation, because if Tyler Van Dyke decides, you know, I didn't have a good year, I may need to come back, then you've got a couple of guys there that have been pushing hard and been improving this year, and Garcia, and obviously with Ja'Kari Brown. So talk about the quarterback situation.
I don't think there's any doubt that Tyler Van Dyke is the best quarterback on this team, right? You know, whether he started off a little slow or not, it's an adjustment period, whatever you want to call it. When Tyler Van Dyke is healthy, and even when he's at 80%, right, he's more than likely the best quarterback on this team. We were talking about a first-round talent, potential Heisman candidate before the season started. So those type of conversations and things that are thrown out there, they're said for a reason. He's a talented guy. He's a really good player. And, he's had a stretch of bad luck with some injuries this year, starting off a little slow, didn't help him out either. So, we haven't been able to see much of Tyler Van Dyke this year. And when we did see him in North Carolina, he had, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, his best statistical game in his whole career this year. Not last year, but this year. So, with that being said, you see the potential with Ja'Kari Brown and his athleticism. He obviously needs to clean some stuff up when it comes to throwing the football, whether it's accuracy, whether it's timing, reads, a lot of those things. So I've been known on record as to say that I think he still needs another year of development from that standpoint. But he is the most athletic one out of all of them. So when it comes to potential, game plans and schemes, he makes it, maybe what this coaching staff is trying to do better. So it's interesting, because Jake Garcia is another guy that, shows you flashes, but he also hasn't put it all together. So it's tricky, because when next year comes around, you're going to have a lot of decisions to make, whether it's TVD deciding he wants to come back or not. And then what do you do with Ja'Kari Brown and Jake Garcia? Someone may leave, someone may come in. You may see Coach Cristobal and this whole entire staff go after more guys. And I don't expect them not to, right? Like, that's the type of coaching and the type of recruiting you need to do, to be able to compete and to get at the level that the Clemsons and the Alabamas and on Georgias of the world are at, right? They continue to grab the best players, regardless of who's on the roster. You continue to go out and get the best guys. So it's going to be interesting down the road to see what they do with that. But, I mean, if TVD is healthy, he gives you the best chance to win. And if he's healthy this weekend against Pittsburgh, I expect them to put him out there and play.
Yeah, no doubt. Jazz Santana joins us at Sixth Ring Canes podcast every Monday night at 8:30. And if you look at the defense and see some of the players, we talk about Cam Kitchens, and, when he was recruited, and I remember that I had watched him so long. I mean, the kid just is a playmaker. I mean, and you could tell he may be the best player on that defense right now. I mean, if I don't think it's a, I don't think anybody would argue with you. He makes plays. He's a leader. He anticipates extremely well. Talk about him and what he's meant to this team this year.
Yeah, there's no doubt in my mind that he's the captain of that defense. He's shown it with his playmaking ability, his IQ, and some are going to nitpick at anything that they could possibly get a hold of, right? If there's anybody that sees that on a daily basis, it's us. But they're going to try to figure out, well, he screwed up this coverage, or he got beat on this, that, and the other. Well, look, let's be honest with you. If it wasn't for Cam Kitchens, there would probably be a lot more breakdowns, and there would be a lot more things happening on that defense that I think that he's able to cover. And it's not just because he's making a play. He's not a defensive lineman. He's not a linebacker, but it's just his presence in the secondary, his leadership, qualities, the way that he puts certain players in position to make plays, just shows me a lot about the kid. He's young, but he's mature. You know, it's a cliche, but he's mature upon his years, right? So you see that with Cam Kitchens in on that defense, you've got the building blocks to create a really great defense. And if anybody, you know, if anybody wants to talk about culture and anybody wants to talk about development and the, you know, and coming here to the University of Miami, why would they want to come and play for this team that's 6-6 and yada yada yada? You see it right there with a kid like Cam Kitchens and the way that he goes about his business every day, and his performance on the field, you know, kind of just is the icing on the cake, really. So I'm super impressed with him. I think he's potentially the best safety in the country, or could be. If not, he's up there with them.
Good stuff. Jazz, before we let you go, I know you had the stomach virus, but let's fast forward to Thursday, Thanksgiving. What's the one thing that you have to have on that table? Of any dish, whether it's a dessert, side dish, or a main dish, what's the one thing that's got to be on Jazz Santana's table?
Yeah, so I'm starting to feel a little bit better now, so I'm starting to think about the food. But I got to say, so growing up, my mom used to make these killer mashed potatoes, and she kind of passed down the recipe to me a few years back, and so I started making them, because sometimes when you have blended families, mixed families, you know, you got to see some people early, you got to see some people later. So I said, you know what, no matter what, I'm going to have those mashed potatoes. So good old shout out to my mom, she passed me the recipe, and if it wasn't for those, it'd be empty on the table for me. I gotta have those ranchy cheesy mashed potatoes. Ooh, they are absolutely amazing.
Sounds good to me. Jazz, have a great holiday. Be safe. We'll talk to you on Saturday. We're looking forward to it.
Thank you, Blue. I appreciate it, my friend. Take care.
Feel better. That's the main thing. Good stuff.
Yes, sir.
Jazz Santana joins us. The Six Rings Canes podcast every Monday night. You know what? No matter what you call your car or why you're letting it go, the Auto Nation's going to buy it. And you don't have to buy one from them. They're paying top dollar right now. Any make, any model, car, truck, van, SUV, AutoNation will buy it. It's super easy to get an appraisal. Just stop into any of their stores or appraise it yourself at AutoNation.com. The appraisal value you get for valid for 7 days or 500 miles, whichever comes first. Best of all, you'll receive your payment right on the spot. So if you're ready to let your car go, AutoNation is ready to buy it. Visit your nearest AutoNation store or AutoNation.com. Get the top dollar for your vehicle today. All appraisals are subject to in-store verification, vehicle condition and mileage. Some restrictions may apply. See store for details. What drives you? Drives us at AutoNation. And as we tell you throughout this show, every week, the University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.